Michael J. for Hope for the Warriors. Started back in 06 at Camp Lejeune. Military families witnessing the effects of war on their loved ones. Now, almost 20 years later, they've aided over 53,000 service members, veterans, and families with confidential, high-quality behavioral health care services at little or no cost. To post 9/11 vets and their families, over 91% of every dollar donated goes directly to the programs. If you're as concerned about our heroes as I am, go to hopeforthewarriors.org.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Nayata is a chilling film about the machinations of the system. The title means The Hunt in Malayalam. Here the hunters are police officers, but the fugitives are also police officers. Writer Shahi Kabir and director Martin Prakat construct a taut and tense thriller which reveals the rot at the heart of our democracy. It's a jungle, and each person in the hierarchy casually condemns the one lower. Justice is a joke. Caste is weaponized in the struggle for power. The only thing that matters is perception and winning. This isn't new information. What makes Nayata brilliant is the way Martin reworks it. The film begins with a tug-of-war competition. Praveen, who has recently joined the police force, is a key player. But here, he's on the team opposing the police team, which hints at events to come. At the police station, we're introduced to Praveen's senior, Manyan, and a junior named Sunita. It's a busy time. Elections are around the corner. Through the first half hour or so, Martin establishes the rhythms of police life. The compromise is big and small. Praveen, perhaps because he is new, is more idealistic, but Manyan understands that they are pawns in a larger game. Earlier in the film, Manyan follows orders and plants evidence to set up an innocent man. With bitter resignation, he remarks, even goons have the freedom to accept or reject such orders, but we don't. Martin also gives us a glimpse of their personal life. Praveen's sick mother, Manyan's daughter who he dotes on, and Sunita's belligerent relative whose aggression sets off a chain of events that derails their lives. One night there's an accident. Manyan's first instinct is to flee. But Praveen insists that they do the right thing and take the victim to a hospital. But there is little reward for decency. Instead, the three become embroiled in a cauldron of politics and violence. They're forced to run, and what unfolds has a gruesome inevitability. Martin narrates this tale of horror without a trace of artifice or exaggerated drama. The cops, the Dalit party workers, and the media adding fuel to the fire are all ultimately puppets in the hands of politicians who wholly lack a moral compass. Martin and Shahi leave us with an open ending, but truthfully, it's impossible to be optimistic about the fate of these characters. The three leads are terrific. Joju George as Manyan, Kunchako Boban as Praveen, and Nimisha Sajian as Sunita bring authenticity and an understated gravitas to their roles. Joji especially towers over the narrative, seamlessly slipping from concerned father to compromised cop to desperate runaway. Martin hints that in a more just world, perhaps Praveen and Sunita might have found a connection, but their circumstances make a relationship impossible. There's a lovely moment when the three are in hiding, when Praveen goes to a store and buys sanitary pads for Sunita without her asking him. There's compassion in that gesture that speaks volumes. Watch out also for a police officer named Anuradha who leads the team that hunts down Manyan, Praveen and Sunita. Yama Gilgamesh is solid. Nayata also boasts of A-list technicians. It's been co-edited by Mahesh Narayanan, the director of See You Soon and Take Off. The cinematographer is the brilliant Shaiju Khalid, who captures the stunning beauty of Munnar. The sound design by Ajayan Adat and the music by Vishnu Vijay adds to the textures of dread and despair that Martin skillfully constructs. There's been heated debate online whether all of this artistry actually serves a film that at its heart is anti-Dalit. That the representation of a horrifically marginalized community is one-sided and the politics are willfully naive and serving an upper caste gaze. The aggressor in the narrative is Dalit, and so are two of the three leads. I'm not familiar enough with Kerala politics to comment, but Nayata doesn't peddle in blacks and whites. The villain here is the larger machinery. This is a system in which, as Manyan says, cops who do their jobs honestly always end up getting into trouble. In any case, Nayata is worth watching and arguing about. You can watch the film on Netflix India.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.